This is Mark Strassman, reporter with Utopia Media's Broadband Wireless Access World. We're about to speak to Lynn Bromley, who is a state senator in the state of Maine in the at the northeast corner of the United States. Welcome to Utopia Media's Broadband Wireless Access World.
Oh, hi, Mark. It's my pleasure to be talking with you.
Now, you're the... maybe we can refute what Henry David Thoreau said. Now that there's a telegraph, he said, between Maine and Texas, maybe Maine doesn't have anything to say to Texas. But I think we're going to have something to say here, and I want to... thank you for talking to us.
It's my pleasure.
You're the principal author of an act directing the State Planning Office to study municipal capabilities to become providers of internet services. What was your intention in putting this bill together, and what are its provisions, and what's it going to do for the people of Maine?
Thanks for the question. I chair the Committee on Business Research and Economic Development, and it is so clear what the connection between access to high-speed internet, how important that is to economic development, particularly in a state like Maine, where small business and entrepreneurship is really at the core of our strategy about growing the economy. And then I would also add, particularly with the base closing realities that are looming. So we are a rural state, and there are islands and all kinds of corners where the traditional broadband internet coverage is sparse, and we have come across some very interesting technology right here in Maine, and we want to basically say to municipalities, you know, one of the ways that you can attract entrepreneurs or small business people is to say, hey, guess what, come to Thomaston, and we have, you know, Wi-Fi here for you.
Now, being mainly rural, are municipalities situated in ways that would allow them to provide systems to provide wireless broadband both to people living in town and people in the hinterlands of the towns?
Yeah, actually there's a couple of very clever entrepreneurs that have started a company called Mesh Air.
Right.
And what they do is they have this technology where they put these nodes around town, and depending on whatever the funding and financing construct they want to set up, they have wireless internet available for the townspeople, or, you know, tourists can buy a card, you know, just like you buy at Sam's Club for phone coverage. And there's two communities in the state that have already set this in motion.
What can you say about the broadband penetration now in Maine, and how extensive is that?
Well, I used to serve on the Utilities Committee. I don't any longer.
Right.
I think we've got really good coverage in some areas and spotty coverage in others. And then I represent an area in the southern urban part of the state, South Portland, Cape Elizabeth, and a little bit of Scarborough. And the city has pretty good coverage, but then that coastal town, when you get really out close to the water, there are places with very nice homes in a very wealthy communities that don't have very good signal.
Well, we have to do something about that then.
Yeah.
There are essentially two parts to this this law, which is known as LD 1128.
Mm-hmm.
The first part, I'll let you explain them, but the first part essentially makes it clear that municipalities do have the authority to become themselves the provider of wireless internet access, and the second part sets up a study. What was the importance of explicitly putting in law the fact that the municipalities do have that authority?
Well, I think the way that regulation of whether it's cable or phone or internet, the way the utilities committees and regulatory authorities look at this sort of thing is through regulation, having to do something. And this is really the opposite of that. This is really, you don't have to do anything. So it sounds a little goofy, but I really wanted to make that clear that, you know, if a town wants to decide that they're going to be the internet provider, that they certainly have that authority, which I think it could be argued that they already do, but
right.
I wanted to make that explicit.
So in no sense does this prohibit a private company from outside the state, inside the state, an individual or anyone, from setting up their own wireless internet access network in any part of Maine?
Absolutely.
It just says that the city government of Augusta or of any other city, if it wants to provide that along with streets,
mm-hmm.
it can do that.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Okay. Now, the Executive Department of the State Planning Office is enjoined by your legislation to set up a study group. What's the purpose of that study group? Who's going to be involved with it? What's it supposed to find out?
I think it's I know what I want it to do.
Right.
Is to make the connection, because it's very obvious and overt to me and my committee members about the connection between the need for high-speed internet, better access, and our economic development strategy. So when we have people at the table talking about it in those terms, I think it'll be much more important, and it'll sort of take on a life of its own.
And is the intention to allow this to go forward both for internal economic development and to make the place even more attractive to tourists?
Yeah, I think the tourism piece is a part of it. In fact, the Mesh Air Company is located in a very lovely part of the coast, Thomaston, Camden, that area. So when they're talking about this, and actually the other another constituency that got very interested is the public safety, the fire and police,
right,
who are very interested in this as well. But you know, we just started having a brainstorm, which is another reason for the study, about what are the applications of this, and to say, you know, to be able to advertise that on your website, that, you know, bring your laptop here and, you know, just, you know, you'll fire it up.
So this is essentially unwired Maine now.
Yeah, well, it has the potential, and that's the way I wanted to go.
Okay.
Maine has a history of, we had a forward-thinking governor before our current governor who started this laptop initiative in schools, and he got lots of pushback and, you know, people laughing at him about, you know, having schools with, you know, holes in the roof, but kids had laptops.
And how's that working out?
Well, it's mixed. You know, the schools that have implemented it well are thrilled, and some of the sort of unintended benefits have been, you know, students that are marginally interested in school are now incredibly interested, and, you know, they're finding new ways to research, and let's face it, I'm 54. This is not my medium, but it is my children's medium.
Right.
And it's very important that we push things along.
Okay, now, will the municipalities be limited to using Wi-Fi? Could they use WiMAX? Could they use any technology that they like?
Well, we've talked about the mesh technology, and I'm not a technologist.
Right.
But quite frankly, I just want to leave that to the market, and I think solutions will find themselves. The two gentlemen that started Mesh Air in Appleton, I think is the town, they want to manufacture these nodes right here in Maine.
Right.
And so, you know, I think it's got multiple opportunities for us.
Okay. Let me just wrap up by asking about the metaphor of laboratories of democracy. I did a story earlier this month about the state of Nebraska, which has just passed legislation LB 645 outlawing, prohibiting municipalities and public utilities from offering broadband services to their constituents. First, why do you think that the government of Nebraska did that and the government of Maine did the opposite? And secondly, what impact do you think, I don't want you to say, you know, anything you don't want to be answerable for at some convention of state legislators, but what do you think accounts for the difference, and what do you think is going to be the likely result?
Well, just watching my bill wind its way through, the people that opposed it were the big phone companies and the cable companies. So I would say that in Nebraska, maybe the big phone companies and the big cable companies got there first.
Okay.
In Maine, I mean, we're sort of entrepreneurs at the heart of what we do. We are also citizen legislators. We do this part-time, and we have a day job.
Right.
So I think we're used to having to come up with really creative solutions to better ourselves and our state. So I think this just makes sense to us on a very intuitive level.
Okay. I'd like to recommend that you set up some cameras out there during leaf peeping season and set them up and connect them wirelessly so people in the rest of the world can see what they're missing if they don't come.
I think that's a great idea.
All right. Thanks very much. Don't hang up, but I want to thank you for talking to us today on Utopia Media's Broadband Wireless Access World, and want to wish you a lot of success in implementing this plan. What's the timetable? When does the study group report, and when do you expect something to start happening?
I think the committee amended it and gave it a 2006 report date. September of 2006 is when they will report out the legislation, but I suspect we'll be talking about it long before that.
And in fact, there's nothing stopping the municipalities from going ahead tomorrow, is there?
Absolutely not.
Without waiting for the study.
Really clear. That's right.
So make it clear one more time that this is how this is a green light for them.
Well, that the municipalities are not prohibited by law. Again, even though we think they already have that authority, that we wanted to make it explicit. that they're not prohibited by law in they're not restricted to become a provider of wireless internet access themselves.
Okay, good. We'll look forward to seeing what happens. Thanks again.
So bring your laptop to Maine, and if you like it here, you can come grow your business here.
Well, I'm certainly going to give it serious thought.
Yes.
Thank you very much.